We're Stars of Cascadia, and you're listening to That Much Further West.
The Santa Ana winds come blowing in again when you already wish that the summer would end. The dog days of August riding on the dust, leaving everything burned out and turned into rust. Coming in off the Mojave, I can't get it off me. Such a cruel tease when all you want's a cool breeze and it blows in it more than 100 degrees. A horrible curse when you're dying of thirst, so you open a window and it only gets worse. Coming in off the Mojave, I can't get it off me. Well, drinking hot cups of coffee in hell.
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I am Eric.
I'm Phil.
I'm Anne.
And we have Stars of Cascadia with us, here to promote the new record they're about to release this upcoming Friday. Yeah, with the Lonesomes and Matthew Lindley Band.
The Lonesomes, I heard they're all right.
Anyways, excited to big news of the new record, Scott. And we've got Scott, Mandy, and John here from the band.
Great solo, Mandy, on the tambourine, that last song. That's great.
Damn straight. That's not easy to do. So very nicely done. And John playing fiddle here. Same trio we had in last time. Then they came in. Was that in the fall, guys? When was that? Last summer?
I remember.
It's been a while.
I was actually wondering, what's the record for the number of guest appearances on this? Because this is number three for me. Is there
Which means this is your last time.
Oh.
According.
Alex Salcido's had four.
I was wondering if there was like an SNL like five timers club
with the bathrobes. Yeah. Wasn't that 13 though?
Right on.
I think it was 13 before you got the robe.
You'll get there, my friend. I like it. Right on. Longevity. Awesome.
So you guys just sent over some recently mastered songs. So this is all just kind of wrapping up right now for the release, yeah?
Yeah, John Neff at the Magic Closet just finished recording the album or mixing the album today.
Great.
And he's mastering it first thing in the morning. And yeah, looking forward to hearing.
How was that whole process with those guys?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was like absolutely, without a doubt, the best recording experience I've ever had.
Oh, right on.
We recorded with Brian Dast, the multi-talented engineer who just returned from a wonderful tour of Europe.
Yeah, with Emma Hill.
Yeah.
Right on. And yeah, Brian, a great friend and terrific audio engineer here in town at the Magic Closet.
And played pedal steel all over the album.
Nice.
Great musician. So cool. Cool guy to work with. Good for you guys. I mean, smart choice there.
Yeah.
And moved along kind of quickly, right? I mean, did it feel like that?
We did the live tracking at the beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been a part of too many albums that just take months and years to do and thousands of dollars. And
yeah, this was shockingly fast.
I just wanted to record an album and have it done.
That's
so
great.
A well-prepared
booked a studio
band.
Date and booked a show and made sure to get it done in time. And
it's
almost ready.
It's because we're all professionals.
Right.
You know? I mean,
right.
We don't need a whole lot of screwing
solid
around.
Solid pros.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely.
Who else did you have on the record?
The rest of our band, we got Paul on bass, who also wrote and sang a song that you're gonna play tonight.
Cool.
And we got Ty Downing on drums, and we got Ray Yerkowitz on lead guitar, my old buddy from Spirit Lake, who came and did this project with us. And then we got some guest spots. We got Brian on pedal steel, and we also got Hank Rasko to play some piano on a song you're gonna hear tonight.
Sweet.
And we got Rich Lander to play some sweet accordion.
Yeah, some squeeze box from Rich.
Yeah.
He's superb.
So that's a veritable Portland all-star lineup.
Yeah, fantastic.
Kick ass.
That's great. You guys want to play us another song?
Yeah, why don't you?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't.
You were so flattered.
Could hear us both go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome.
The old capo, position one. For those of you who can't see this.
After a while, you run out of keys, so you start cheating. Stick a capo on your guitar, and it opens up a whole new world of keys for you.
Is that how that works?
That's exactly
how
that
drummer.
Works.
Hard getting back in the game. I remember the face, but I can't place the name. The slate's been erased and replaced in the same state it came. It's like I woke up from a 20-year sleep, praying the Lord my soul to keep. Alone and forgotten, lost in the forest so deep. Being the life of the party, being the life of the party, being the life of the party might be the death of me. Once a rushing river used to pour out, now it's dry. A dam around the ocean or a cork up in the sky. Did I lose it somewhere there along the way, or has it always been a lie? Plaster on a smile and don't let them see you sweat. I'd walk away, but I'm afraid of what I might regret. I swear each time's the last time that I'll care, but I haven't found it yet. Being the life of the party, being the life of the party, being the life of the party might be the death of me. finally wise up and face facts. You're mighty persistent, but no one's listening. Blow it up and tear it down, pick it up and pack it in. You and your motley crew of backpacking yes men. Being the life of the party, being the life of the party, being the life of the party might be the death of me. Being the life of the party, being the life of the party, being the life of the party might be the death of me. It might be the death of me.
Nice song, you guys. Scott, there are several writers in your group, yes? Yeah. You want to talk about that for a second, besides yourself? Does everybody take part in this, or?
Ray and Paul both write songs. Mm-hmm. John's always threatening to write a song, but never has.
I dare you.
I really like the idea of a collective. I've led a lot of bands, and I've, you know, been a musician in a lot of bands, and I from both perspectives, I find that, you know, the more people you have contributing, the broader your sound, the more influences it brings to the band. And most of my favorite bands anyway were collectives. Like the last time I was here, we talked about the band a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a great example of that.
Sure.
By Truckers.
DBTs. Yep.
So unfortunately, Ray and Paul couldn't be here to play their song, so this is. We queued up one of their songs.
Cool.
Yeah. Each on the recorded sessions. So.
Right on, and it's the band as it is set. Is it kind of personnel wise? Is it kind of evolved just a little bit to kind of feel more settled now?
Yeah, yeah. We actually haven't had anybody quit in a while.
Much different than firing, right?
Exactly. No, we never fired anybody.
No. Made their lives
a living hell till they left.
Right, right. You squeezed them out.
This whole thing started when I was in Spirit Lake, and it was just kind of this thing that, you know, I kind of dreamed of doing and never really thought it would actually happen. And, you know, I thought maybe I'd just kind of make a record and be done with it. And brought some people in to help me with that, and then, you know, people came and went, and other people came, and all of a sudden we were like rehearsing songs and meeting the same time every week, and realized we had a band, and then you know, life got in the way and someone left, and then someone else came along, and here we are.
Yeah, nice.
And down the road enough now to have a new record coming out. I mean, you guys must be stoked about this is like the next level, right, for a newer band.
Yeah, it's a long time in the making. It's been about 3 years since I started writing these songs, and yeah, it's great to be at this point now.
You were mentioning off the air to us a couple days ago about your roots in California, Arizona, and the desert becomes this running theme through a lot of your songs. Are these songs that you've had sitting around for a while now, or something that you've rooted into in your past and started writing about, or?
Yeah, I sort of these songs kind of started coming out all at once for me. Mm-hmm. I was playing in Spirit Lake. I hadn't written a song in a few years, and then I, you know, started diving into this whole world of country music and alt country music, or whatever you want to call it. And just all these songs started coming out, and I had to write about some stuff, and I said, well, you know, What do country singers write about? They write about their life. And so I kind of, you know, went back to my upbringing. And I think maybe it's a little controversial to sing a bunch of songs about California when you're a band that's in Portland. I hope that we won't have any, you know, riots or anything at our show. But yeah, I was just kind of going back, and, you know, this kind of music is what I grew up on. And so I have a lot of memories of these kind of sounds where I grew up. And so it was sort of, you know, closing the book on that. Maybe our next album will have a whole bunch of songs about the Northwest.
I was just was going to say, that'll be your next chapter in life, right?
Yeah.
Trees and timbers.
And the
and
last
things.
Song on the album is about driving away from California.
There you go. All right, cool. The next chapter.
Yes. Stay tuned.
For record number two.
Right on. Well, why don't we have you guys rip through a third one here?
I was going to do Desert Town, but it feels, should we try Judge Moore?
Sure.
All right. We're going to call an audible here. Hey, Judge Moore, go fight your holy war. Beat back the waves as they crash to the shore. Climb up Mount Sinai, then stand up on high and say, this is the hill where I'll die. Hey, Judge Moore, we've known your kind before. Outside of the schoolhouse and blocking the door. How will it look when our history books are all full of the pictures we took? You're gonna die on that hill, in the dustbin of time like a $2 bill. If you won't save us, nobody else will. So go on and die on that hill. Judge Moore, what are you fighting for? Have you forgotten the oath that you swore? What was it that made this your noble crusade? And why are you so afraid? You're gonna die on that hill, in the dustbin of time like a $2 bill. If you won't save us, nobody else will. So go on and die on that hill. Judge Moore, you're an old dinosaur, and you ain't the law around here anymore. Make your last stand from behind your commandments and take a last look at your promised land. You're gonna die on that hill, in the dustbin of time like a $2 bill. If you won't save us, nobody else will. So go on and die. You're gonna die on that hill, in the dustbin of time like a $2 bill. If you won't save us, nobody else will. So go on and die. Go on and die.
You guys, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing those songs.
The scathing Judge Moore.
Yeah.
So you got to tell us what's going on in that song.
Well, it's a missive towards Alabama Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore.
Okay.
He's no longer, right?
Did they actually remove him? I know he's going before a tribunal. You know what happened? That song got out there,
right?
And it just.
He's like, I can't live with this. I can't.
Yeah.
You killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that song kills.
Put the Ten Commandments on the courthouse and he's you know, refusing to allow gay marriage now, and he's just a very
standard
okay.
individual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Down you go, Judge Moore.
Roll with the times, buddy.
Yeah.
Or you're going down.
Or you're going down. Wrong side of history, that guy.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. Yeah. Anyway.
History very soon.
Yeah. Right now.
Scott, tell us about the big show coming up this weekend.
We do have a big show coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
We are playing with Phil Favorite's very own The Lonesomes.
Yep.
Rad.
Fun
and,
band.
And the Matthew Lindley Band.
Yeah.
We're very
super
excited
rad.
About that. Yeah. At the White Eagle on Friday, May 20th. Yeah, it's going to be.
Record in hand?
Show. Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. Excellent. And the new bumper sticker Chris just created
exactly.
for you. You'll
exactly.
have to get that yeah. done this week.
One more thing to do.
Yeah. No pressure. Well, that'll be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. What's the plan after the CD release? You guys going to, you got some more shows on the books. What's the plan with the record to promote and all that other stuff?
That's a good question.
Good
the
question.
It's wide open right now.
Yeah.
No, we actually talk a lot about, you know, wanting to get out to like some of the smaller towns and cities in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. You know,
Wilhelmina,
like
Trout Lakes.
I don't
for
relish
sure.
the idea of being in a band with all these boys.
Right. Stankers.
Yeah. But, yeah, like getting, you know, to
get
Hood
to
River
Seattle
and
do a
yeah,
show.
Go, yeah.
yeah.
Go all over the place.
Hey, Scott, we want to talk about the influences you sent in to us. Right? We send out this one sheet to everybody and say, tell us some of the songs that influenced you and or you love to cover or any of that kind of business. So we'd like to run through these three songs, but let's talk about them briefly. $1,000 Wedding, Graham Parsons. I mean, I don't know so much more to talk about, really, right? Like,
yeah. Well, with that song, I mean, I think that is just by far his most beautiful, heart-wrenching song and just like amazing harmonies and like great key changes. And I love it like musically. I love it lyrically. I love it. And it's also like, I think that song doesn't get a lot of due in his catalog. You know, he has a lot of popular songs and that one doesn't come up very much, but that's just my favorite song of his. So yeah.
Cool. TBA, Drive-By Truckers.
That was a hard one.
The B side album.
Yeah, that was a hard one. I was, you know, I was thinking like Ryan Adams or Jason Isbell or, you know, one of those Sturgill Simpson, one of those, you know, newer guys. And, Jason Isbell's a huge influence on me. And you know, we've all heard Outfit about 1,000 times and it's, you know, far and away the greatest song he's ever written, but, do we need to play it again? I don't know. I love the song TVA. It's got that, like, I'm a sucker for that, like, you know, wistful reminiscence. And it's, so it's got that sort of, you know, coming of age childhoodness, but then it's also this just like unabashedly socialist anthem mm-hmm. coming from, you know, the Southern country singer, and it seems pretty bold and daring to me, but it's a great, you know, it's a great song about the New Deal, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm a history geek, so I like that
part. Bringing electricity to the South.
Yeah,
the Wilson Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in Florence, Alabama.
Yeah,
where Jason's dad would take him fishing.
And then we'll finish that round out with Tonight Shine a Light from Matthew Lindley, who you'll be playing with this
yeah.
coming Friday.
Yeah, one of my best friends, one of my very, very favorite songwriters, and that's by far my favorite song of his. And
cool.
Not the first time it's been on the show.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, too. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take time to rip through these real quick.
But where the see her mean old mama. And why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna act that way? I grew up 2 hours north of Birmingham. Me and my daddy used to fish next to Wilson Dam. He told some stories, Camaros and J.W. Dant. When I got a little older, I wouldn't, and now daddy can't. So I thank God for the TV, yeah. Thank God for the TV, yeah. where me and my daddy used to bow to the river and pray. Thank God for the TV. When I was 15, me and my girl set out on the lock. Watching the raccoons and terrapins dance on the rocks. She let me put my hand up under her shirt. I wanted her to want me so bad. Did her. So I thank God for the TV. Thank God for the TV. Where me and my baby used to lay around and wait on the day. Thank God for the TV. Told me when he was just 7 or so, his daddy lost work and they didn't have a road to hoe. Not too much to eat for 7 boys and 3 girls. All lived in a tent, a bunch of sharecroppers versus the world. So his mama sat down and wrote a letter. And a couple days later, a couple county men came in a car. Rode out in the field, told his daddy to put down the plow. He helped build the dam, gave power to most of the South. So I thank God for the TV. Thank God for the TV. TV.
Fell in love with a painfully awkward girl. She's just looking for some kind of stranger, cloak her in mystery and keep her from danger. And never had a stake in any particular world. To avoid a fight, she'd turn a smile when I'd say goodnight. She'd say, tonight, shine a light so I can find you easy. With a painfully awkward town. Square peg and round hole in all the cliche. Just wasn't where I could end my days. I moved on to an equally unknown city. Gets more familiar with each passing face. Case I decide I can't survive in this place. Oh, then tonight, shine a light so I can find you easy. Yeah.
the painfully awkward dream. Maybe it's because I don't know anything else, or it's the only way I could live with myself. I keep making it harder than it needs to be.
Tonight, Shine a Light.
Matthew Lindley Band.
They're good. Oh, yeah.
Phil has spoken.
You know, I love those guys. So good, Matt. One of my favorite people.
From the record Paper Lion.
Yeah, killer record.
He's got a new one in the works.
Excellent. It's
coming out pretty soon, I believe. I've heard some of those tracks. I played Pedal Steel with that band a month ago and heard a lot of the new songs, and it's going to be a good record.
Right on, man. Kick ass. I know he's, you know, constantly writing, always has great stuff to share, and one of our favorite bands to see as well. Just we were just talking during the break just how strong that band is across the board. So
yeah, everyone in that band just a great
come
great
see
band.
Them on Friday night
with
the Stars of Cascadia. It's going to be a great show. Matthew Lindley Band.
Here's a nice little segue, Phil, about all the other shows that are happening this week.
Oh, well, what do we got cooking?
518, Aaron Lee Tajjan at the Edgefield Winery. He's doing the little Kingdom Tour.
Yes, he is.
The ALT.
ALT, one of our favorite songwriters from East Nashville.
Yep.
The killer young man and poet.
And if you can't see him that Wednesday night, see him Thursday at the Kennedy School. And I believe that's the 7 to 9 show, too,
yeah.
in the gym. So that'll be pretty sweet.
And those shows, are they usually free?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kingdom shows are free.
Yeah.
So you're gonna want to see this guy. A lot's happening with him, and we are lucky enough to have him get in here next week and have a little sit down with us. So
yeah, we are. And I shared a cool new video of his that was just kind of a one off. Somebody shot it in Super 8 and put it on the Facebook page this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great song, and a really cool little video. It looks like it was made in, you know, the 70s or something.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Find it on our page. You also got Miller and Sasser that same night, and then the 19th, McDougal's having his CD release party. We just got an advanced copy of that. Sounds really great.
It sure does.
Yep. And then, of course, there's nowhere else to be but at the White Eagle on Friday night for Stars of Cascadia, Matthew Lindley and the Lonesomes.
Big night.
Super fun.
We're going to be having a good time that night.
Yeah, we like Miller and Sasser. We played with them. We're friends with them, but indeed. We would recommend coming to
Are they at O'Neill's that night?
Let's see. Yeah.
O'Neill's Pub.
Yeah.
The old biddies. So you Norwesters, you Portlanders. check out our page.
Yep.
We've got a show schedule at tmfwpodcast.com. Come check it out. You're there now.
Quinky Dinkley, you're listening to
yeah.
right now. Yeah,
you're probably there.
Tab over yeah. up to the other page and right see on. Where you're going to go see live music this week. So, Scott?
Eric?
Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be back here.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing the rest of the record. And, of course, you forwarded over some songs to us.
Yes.
Thank you very much, which we're going to play for the peeps right now. Anything else you want to go over? Places on your websites we can find you and where we can see your playing and all that kind of stuff?
Easiest way is really to look us up on Facebook. We're just facebook.com/starsofcascadia.
Bang.
Or type Stars of Cascadia into that handy search box.
Right, so handy.
But if you're typing Stars of Cascadia, you may as well just type the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Because you're
Stop
already
being
typing facebook.com to get there, so you may as well just skip a step.
Stop being lazy. And before I forget, as always, we want to thank Secret Aardvark for sponsoring us. And, of course, you guys have your sass.
We do.
Enjoy.
Very much. I'm actually still finishing off the bottle that I got the
yeah.
last time. I was
Share
here,
with
so
your friends.
I just got to see. The only reason that I keep coming back to this podcast is because my aardvark's almost empty.
That's actually the common reason across the board, actually, for people to come back.
It remains
great. I was just out of sus.
Our biggest draw.
Hey, Scott, do you want to talk to these songs real quick? You sent us over Man I Am.
Yeah.
And, sorry, A Little More?
Yes.
All right. And Bad Habits.
That's right.
Right. And you said one or two of these was written by one of the other gang of the band?
Each one of these was written by a different person. So, we have each one of those songs is written by somebody else. So, actually, last time I was here, we played Man I Am Today live.
I remember
And
that.
Now this is the recorded version. And then Low More was written by Ray, our lead guitar player.
Great.
And then parentheses Too Many, close parentheses Bad Habits, was written by our bass player, Paul.
Yeah, you guys are loaded with great songwriting. I've had a chance to preview those songs, and they're all terrific. The records just sounds great. I mean, if those are the mixes, they're awfully good, man. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I think people are really going to dig the record.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I hope so.
Congratulations to your whole team, man. Thanks for putting that record out. Thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure having you guys.
Thanks for having us and supporting us, and thanks to the whole Hoot family for
welcoming
us so warmly into your fold.
Yep. You're very welcome. Happy to have you here. All right, so we're going to get into these songs. Thanks again for you guys for being here.
And I'm not gonna let you make me the man I am. Wake up in the morning, chickens round the house. Leaves falling from the trees, birds flying south. The cat stares greedily, feathers in his mouth. Step by the river.
two for the show. You're packing your stuff and it looks like you'll go. You say you're leaving and I know the reason. You told me 100 times. I got too many bad habits. Leave my clothes out on the floor. The shower curtain open and I know I've been warned. I swore that I'd love you and I'd always be true. But I can't help all these bad things I do. You say told me 1,000 times. I got too many bad habits. Go to meetings as a judge. Picking up girls with a wink and a nudge. Sexting and texting all the girls I'm talking to. Put the freaks together and we'll see what they'll do. Got too many bad habits, like a 1 foot in the grave. 6 months left if I keep living this way. I got a problem with inhaling, I'm sniffing too much glue. Huffing cans of Pam dust as kids we used to do. Uptown. You're packing your stuff and it looks like you'll go. You say you're leaving.